you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
And here's the controversy. Listen, we love fun, right?
Afternoons on the Score.
And here's Morrell back to back again for the Cubbies. Oh, baby. First career multi-home run game for Christopher Morrell, number 18. It's 8-3 Cubs, and JD, this is so much fun.
Guys, I hope everybody knows that I consider this fun.
Ryan Dempster in 15 minutes. Home runs are fun, man. Everyone likes home runs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unless you're giving them up, I suppose, but even Shota could figure out a way to make giving up home runs endearing. It's like, oh, look at that. That guy really hit the ball far against me.
Really? Look at him.
I got out of here fast. Ball was flying yesterday.
Look at Alex Cohen getting a chance as the Iowa Cubs voice to do his first big league regular season game and getting a gigantic pile of home runs. A couple of young players with two apiece.
This is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun, Alex Cohen.
Yeah. They're all like that. Every single one is just like that.
He was adorable in how happy he was to be there. Right? That was very endearing, and he did a very nice job.
Did a very nice job. Very,
he's back
very
on
cool.
The game, I think, Friday. I think he's doing Friday's Cubs Diamondbacks game.
Yeah, he's got, yeah. Exactly. He's got he had one there in St. Louis, and now he's got one at Wrigley.
I mean, does Boog Shambi guy ever work? You know what I'm saying?
He's just taking the All-Star break, man, enjoying himself with the All-Star break. Not at Home Run Derby
what
either.
What about Friday?
Yeah, well,
the All-Star break.
He's giving himself one more day.
He's
one extra day.
A little extra vacation.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him. But Christopher Morrell was hitting home runs, and not everybody thought it was so fun. Jim Edmonds on the Cardinals broadcast did not.
Because Morrell does a lot of different things. He's going around the bases. He's got a lot of different.
Well, yes, that's.
It's a lot. It is a lot.
It's described.
You
here.
Know it's a lot.
Yeah.
So the Cubs exacting some revenge, and they're going to have back-to-back homers again. Morrell hits one deep into the seats. He's got a two-homer game.
This kid's celebration is a joke. I don't mind saying it at all. I've never seen anything like it. I just don't get it. You're a 229 hitter in the big leagues, and you're running around like you're Barry Bonds. These celebrations, and I get the one hand clap or the fist pump or whatever, but one between first and second, one between second and third, and one between third and home is a little much.
Barry Bonds, famous for dabbing. I don't know if everyone remembered that version of Barry Bonds, that he was just always celebrating so much because he was so jovial. He just had such a happy-go-lucky personality.
Yeah, I don't remember Bonds having a different bit of shtick between every base.
Oh no, big celebration guy. He would do the worm between first and second, then the robot between second and third, and then the moonwalk between third and home, famously for Barry Bonds.
I'm trying to remember. I think the first time I ever remember baseball people being upset about a home run trot was Jeffrey Leonard on the Giants. Before Bonds, he went around with one flap down. And all that literally meant was, as he's running, one arm was down at his side.
And how old are you?
53, Danny. Thanks for asking. But all it was,
a flap?
One flap
and that's
down.
Arm?
Kids, Google Jeffrey Leonard, one flap down. One arm at his side was deemed disrespectful to the game, to society, to the past. We've come quite a distance here as a culture now, and Jim Edmonds should probably go along with everybody.
It's progress that Jim Edmonds is an outlier, yes? That sounds ridiculous. Because you said in the lead up to the clip, come on, Danny, you know it's a lot. Do I? Is it too much? Is there a part of you that thinks what Christopher Morrell did is too much?
I know. I think it's a lot. I think it's a lot, but I mean, it doesn't bother me because the society evolves, the game evolves, celebrations evolve. It's not for me. Christopher Morrell's not doing that for Jim Edmonds. He's not doing it for me. He's not doing it for Goose Gossage, you know? He's doing it for his teammates. That's who it's for. And if they're enjoying it and it helps them, it's like we've all had a moment where it comes along. Like, I remember for my wife, it was when she was arguing about somebody, and I was like, do you like when Pedro Strop celebrates a strikeout on the mound? She's like, no. Wait a minute. Yes, I do. I'm like, there it is. Okay. Yeah, like there comes that moment when you realize, all right, I kind of like it when my guys do it, so I can't be some, you know, stick in the mud who doesn't like it when other people do it.
Well, I mean, to your point about the teammates, Hap was on with Dan and Layla today. Not for him, but he's a fan.
I saw that Jim Edmonds made some comments. I didn't hear them or listen to them or know exactly what he said, but I do know that just for Morrell, it's genuine. He genuinely loves being out there playing the game. You know, his emotion and his smile comes from just, I think, a grateful place to be out there and happy and genuinely happy for what he's doing. You know, I the two homers that he hit, all of the celebration was directed towards our dugout, and I do think that makes a difference. You know, it's never in the face of somebody else. It's never yelling at somebody else. It's never looking at an opponent. It's always genuinely directed towards his teammates and the bullpen and the guys that, you know, he's playing with every day. So it's genuine emotion. He just loves playing baseball, and I hope he never loses that.
I mean, that's great. That's beautiful. And it does make a difference if it's towards the dugout or if it's toward the opposing dugout.
They're both awesome.
It's also just, it's just society progress. It's cultural progress. It's athletic progress. And if Morrell was on the Cardinals in doing that, then Edmonds wouldn't have a freaking thing to say.
Of course not.
Adam Wainwright loves Morrell, loves his energy, loves his celebration, loves everything about him because he's much more connected to what, you know, modern baseball is actually like, and Jim Edmonds is not, and it's too bad.
Yeah, I was happy that he said it because it's good that there's someone holding on to that thing. And then it mostly gets mocked when it makes awful announcing in the internet and those types of spaces. I don't know if Cardinals people are giving Jim Edwards negative feedback from that. I'm sure they're not. But I like it. I want there to be some old school get off my lawn people.
I gotcha.
Because it highlights that the rest of us have moved on.
I understand. I totally understand where you're coming from. Where I am is that, isn't it okay to acknowledge that's a lot that Morrell does while still not being upset about it? No, you didn't even let me finish.
No, I won't.
Okay, well, that's a problem. I'm not upset about it. I'm not upset about it, but it is...
Long week ahead.
But it is a lot. It is a lot. It's like Roy Wood's tweet the other day about Obama's handshake and pullback that he did with whoever that was on the sideline of the Team USA game.
Yeah.
It's okay to acknowledge when something is a lot, when there's like a 9-step handshake.
Yeah.
We do it with Willie Harris every time we talk to him about like multiple level celebrations and handshake things. So a lot isn't necessarily a negative connotation. It's more now than it was.
Yeah.
But
a lot implies that it's bordering on too much.
I don't even know if necessarily that's true.
Okay, that's how I hear it.
I understand.
That's the pushback for me on that would only just be like, man, do cartwheels around the bases if you want. You just hit a ball 400 feet out of the yard. You get to take your time going first, second, third home.
Uh-huh.
Literally do cartwheels if you want to. Showmanship, fun. And by the way, if it pisses off the other team, good.
But I accepted that showmanship and celebration is a cool part of it,
yes,
that people enjoy a long time ago. When it still progresses and there's more and more and more, God, we got to be able to point out that, oh yeah, that's even more than they used to do.
Keep it coming. Put your helmet on backwards. What other dance? I don't know anymore. Do the Macarena.
Man.
I'm not very cool with dancing, anything.
People used to be angry at Ken Griffey Jr. for putting the hat on backwards.
It's a ridiculous
game. One flap down. It's always been a ridiculous
game. We should ask Demp as a pitcher. What does he think?
Yeah, we should.
We will.
And he'll remember one flap down. What a ridiculous point in time that is.
What producing? Ryan Dempster will answer that question and more from the site of the All-Star Game next on The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.